Ethics Watchdog Calls for Investigation into Democrat House Candidate Greg Landsman. By Jacob Bliss on July 14, 2022. A federal ethics watchdog group called on the House Committee on Ethics to immediately investigate Ohio congressional candidate and Cincinnati Councilman Greg Landsman for allegedly not disclosing a position at a corporation on his personal financial disclosure statements. The Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, FACT, requested the probe into the Ohio Democrat for reportedly holding a position as a senior advisor with Every Child Capital and for not adequately disclosing this on his personal financial disclosure statements from April. The ethics complaint claimed he was a senior advisor in November 2021. Every Child Capital is a venture philanthropy fund that funds early literacy interventions that are proven to be effective in improving kindergarten readiness and third grade reading and have a business case for public funding and has public partners, which are directed by an advisory board, the website stated. The ethics complaint argued that Landsman first filed his disclosure on April 4 and amended it on April 13 but still did not list the senior advisor position with Every Child Capital. Under the public disclosure requirements, each House candidate or member is supposed to report all of their non-federal positions held with any organization, such as any type of business or nonprofit organization, which includes positions labeled as officer, director, trustee, partner, proprietor, representative, employee, or consultant. Annual filers, new members, second-year candidates, and termination filers must report positions held at any time during the reporting period up to the date of filing. First-year candidates and new employee filers must report positions held at any time during the current calendar year up to the date of filing, plus the two prior calendar years. If you no longer hold the position, you may wish to indicate that fact parenthetically, but you still must report the position. However, the complaint argued that the position of senior advisor is the type of position that must be reported and the actual title of the position is irrelevant and, more importantly, that the first financial disclosure report is required to cover the current calendar year plus the prior 2 years, which would have included any positions he held from 2020 to the date of filing, including his senior advisor position. The disclosure requirements are an integral part of an ethical and transparent government, the complaint argued. This law is extremely important and it must be strictly enforced. The failure of candidates and members to follow the most basic ethics rules leads to public distrust in our elected officials as a whole. The executive director of FACT, Kendra Arnold, said in a statement. This law is extremely important and one that members and candidates are well aware of. When one seeks an elected position, they have an affirmative duty to understand the laws and ensure they are in full compliance. There is no excuse for failing to mention a position within an organization. Inaccurate, incomplete, and late filings are unacceptable, and I encourage the Office of Congressional Ethic to investigate and impose the proper consequences. A full copy of FACT's complaint against Landsman can be found here. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.